want to say I love you so much, and I give every bit of patience. All our friends say no, stop, I tell them to fuck off. All I feel is my heart drop, thinking you could be gone, thinking you could be gone, hoping you won't be gone. I'm hoping you won't leave.
I build the software as well, and some things don't recognize the dollar sign. They actually don't. Like URLs and stuff, you can't put a dollar sign in a URL. So if it's doing a URL-based scrape, it's going to just say, huh.
Oh, man.
I think it's hilarious. I put that in there. It's like, everything's huh?
This is Petey Page.
I am Mike.
J-Mac.
Brutal Dudes.
So we have a very special guest tonight. It's the artist Hush.
So you have a new song that just came out.
Yeah. The song's called Faith is Lost. There's a music video with it as well up on YouTube, on the Strange Music YouTube that we just shot. That was a lot of fun. We actually got a We got this house, I guess like Elvis stayed there, Elvis bought the house and that's where he stayed or something when he was in Kansas City. And it had this big ass guitar pool and it was just like dope. Somebody just bought it and was renting it out. So we got to shoot there for a day and have like a fun little pool party scene with a bunch of people. And it was a lot of fun. Like everyone, all the actors were great and the extras were just super cool and a lot of fun to kick it with. And we really just had a lot of fun.
Very nice. Well, jumping into the video first then, as far as that location, did you choose that? Did somebody at Strange pick that?
No, that was Cameron. Cameron Cox, the director, he's incredible. He does like such good work. He does such a good job on this video. But he picks the locations out. And, you know, I as a general rule of thumb, like I don't like interfere with other people's creative process. I just try and, you know, trust, you know, obviously the people that I'm working with, I have to trust them and their creative process, but I just appreciate the creative flow of other people's ideas and stuff like that as a contribution and try not to get in the way of that. So I just, you know, Strange Music works very much like that. No one's trying to get into somebody else's art and tell them how to do it or whatever. I don't make music videos, you know what I mean? So it's like, Well, I kind of do, but not really. Not like he does.
But I mean, so one of the things I wanted to ask, being Kansas City, like, I don't know if you're a big sports guy, but you know, they're coming off of the Super Bowl win. I mean, we're out here in Philly.
You're gonna do
it? I'm gonna talk about it. It's fine. I'm gonna talk about it. But like, was there a vibe? Like, were you catching a vibe out there with that? Was there like an energy in the air that you could just feel while you're out there doing your thing?
Actually, I was looking around and we didn't see a lot. We were a little bit surprised. Actually, we had a moment where we were like, where's all the Chiefs shit? How come? Because I lived in Montreal at one point, and when the Canadians, they won something, it was like one of the cups out of the seven, or I don't remember how hockey works. I'm not but in the streets of Montreal, people were flipping out, like flipping over cars, and there were like riots and like crazy shit, just because people were so excited that the Montreal Canadiens won just one of the seven games that they were playing. And yeah, I was kind of expecting to see something like that, but Kansas City was just super chill. They're just like, hell yeah, we did it again.
We do not have, I'm not a sports guy at all, but we do not have that power in Philly.
No,
not at all.
No. Yeah, that calmness doesn't exist. It's like what you see when people go crazy for winning, like, you know, they have to grease the poles so that people don't climb them. You have to do that when they lose too. Right. It's not really, it's like a procedure. It's not like a, this might happen. It's like, grease the poles.
Do you think there's just a set guy now who's like the pole greaser? That's just his job.
My friend Tyler said that they volunteer the rookie cops to do it. They have to go and grease all the poles the 2 days before, so that they're greased ahead of time, and then they throw like an extra layer on.
Re-grease the
poles. Yeah.
And they call him pole greaser. Hey, pole greaser.
The unsung hero of sports.
Yeah, man.
There are worse things you could call a rookie cop, though. Yeah. Pole greaser, you know?
We're going to make that a thing now, though.
Pole greasing? That's,
yeah. No, calling cops pole greaser.
Maybe you can,
but he did it.
Okay, yeah.
I'm gonna refer to cops as sir.
Sir pole greaser.
Sir pole greaser. Yeah, like
officer pole greaser.
Yeah, yeah.
That's correct. There you go.
Yeah,
that can't go wrong.
No.
I mean, that'd be kind of nice. You know, you get pulled over, somebody be like, "Oh, I saw you last year. You were greasing all those poles."
Yeah, congratulations, man. Way to move up.
Yeah.
Keep your eye on the prize. I love it.
Now you mentioned I'm all thrown off now. You mentioned the videos available on the Strange Music page on YouTube. How did you initially get hooked up with Strange?
Through Mama E, my manager Erica. She reached out to the label with some of my demos, and then she was living in Kansas City, and so I was in Iowa at the time. I had moved back there from Los Angeles to deal with some health stuff. I had like these root canals that got infected, and I had to have them pulled out and all this crap. It was garbage. But, yeah, it was shit. But so I was healing from that in Iowa. She sent in my demos, and I linked up with Travis, and I put together like a medley of a bunch of different styles and a bunch of different tracks, because I have a habit of sitting down and just like not giving a shit what genre I'm writing, and just being like, oh, I feel like this right now. I'm going to write something that sounds like fucking Enya, and then I'm going to remix. In like 3 months, I'll do a remix and no one will know it's me. You know what I mean? It's like something ridiculous. Like, I just don't give a shit. So I have like tons of different genres and stuff. So I just popped them all into a medley, almost like a quick mix that a DJ would do. But like 5-6 minutes instead of 10 minutes. But, and I played that for Travis, and like in a meeting that we had, one of our first, I think it was our first meeting. And, he just like halfway through, he just stopped it, and he's like, is this still you? Because it went from like rap to metal to dubstep, and then it was like this really like falsetto pop, like soft chill almost like tropical house type track or something, you know. And I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's you singing? I'm like, yeah, I did the singing, the production, all the instruments. I did everything. And he's like, what the fuck? Yeah. He turned it back up, kept going, you know. And then at the end of it, he's like, I'm going to play this for Tech. I'm not going to tell him anything about the project. And just see what he says, you know what I mean? But he's like, I already know what he's going to say. He's going to fucking love this shit. And sure enough, he played it for Tech, and Tech loved it. And he was like, because we went in there seeing like what would it take to get a feature or something, or some kind of collaboration or something with Tech N9ne. We just wanted to work with him. And he was like, fuck a track. Let's do an album, like a full EP or whatever. And I was like, oh shit. Like, I thought about that, but fuck yeah, let's go. And so we put that together. And like right as we started working on that, the pandemic hit, which was, you know, real exciting for everybody.
Yeah.
It's like, oh sweet, I'm gonna go do an album with Tech N9ne. Like, this, I've been doing rap and dubstep, and you know, we'd had some like well-known tracks in the dubstep scene. It came out on Never Say Die, which was one of the biggest dubstep labels in the world at the time, and Shaquille O'Neal was playing our shit out, and you know, so we had some good stuff going. But a whole collaboration project with Tech N9ne is just a whole different scale. So it was like an exciting time for me, and for the pandemic to come in and hit like right as that momentum supposed to drop, and then the huge delay for everybody. It was just crazy. And the studios that we were working in shut down because of the laws in Kansas, because they were, you know, studios and they were businesses. They had to shut down, so we couldn't use any of the studios. So things got delayed a little bit. So the album came out, you know, a little bit late, but yeah, like after that, we started, you know, working on putting some of my records out on Strange Music, and that's where we're at now, and it's been really exciting. I know it's like very different than most of Strange, and I really like that because it just fits. It fits.
So that's cool though, because it gives you your own identity on the label.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's great. It's definitely great.
I never, do you have a genre that you prefer?
What's that?
Do you have a genre that you prefer writing in, or are you just like bouncing all over?
I like mixing like anything, like punk rock, metal influenced stuff with electronic influence stuff, like heavy electronic music. Really like glitchy music a lot, but I haven't done that for a while, which means it'll probably peek its face up here. But I used to do a lot of like IDM influenced music, like Aphex Twin and Amon Tobin and Plaid and all these old school tracker based producers and shit. But
nice. Now, obviously, with the new song coming out and, you know, not being in the pandemic anymore and everything kind of being opened up, do you have any touring plans coming up?
We're working on that right now. So my main thing is that I do too much. This is my big problem, is that, I mean, it's not a problem. It's great, but it's very difficult, and it just means I have to reorganize how I do things. But I like to do everything. So I did all the artwork on the album. Like, I mix all the songs before I send them to the mixing engineer, and like just to the best that they can possibly be. And then, you know, he finishes them off and gets them to that very top level that they need to be at. The last music video, I even made my own CGI stuff in Unreal Engine with this little animation with this doll and this junkyard environment and all this stuff. So I'm very hands-on with this stuff. I'm also a programmer, so like right before I jumped in this meeting or this call, this interview, my bad.
It's all good. Right.
Yeah, it's a little bit of all, so that's
it's everything. Yeah,
yeah, it's all that. I'm working on a multi-server network for VPN stuff, and just, you know, so I'm all over the place, and it's all for Hush stuff and you know, different things. And I've built my own infrastructure for the website, and I actually built my own decentralized streaming platform as well. So that's a whole other story, but I'm all over the place with shit. So like when it, even the thought, when the thought of touring, when it's like, okay, it's not time to do that yet, because we're finishing the album right now. It's like, God, I don't even fucking know. That seems like fucking light years away. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, we are working on bookings and stuff like that. And with an agent, and so we are getting there. We just got to get the album done. And then, like, you know, for me, it's very, like I said, I'm a programmer, so I think very technical, and one step, two step, three step, four step. So like, once the album's done, then I decide which songs I'm going to do what with, and how I'm going to do them differently live, and how I want to perform them and all this stuff. I used to build live rigs for people, like really complicated MIDI networks and stuff like that. So I'll probably have to tell myself to chill out a lot. I don't want to like make it super crazy and complicated, but it's going to be like, no, just make something small and you can complicate it over time. Fine, you know? So, you know, and then from there, I'll start thinking about the bookings. But right now, I'm just thinking about the album and trying to get back in there and get that done. So,
I mean, it's amazing, though. I mean, it sounds exhausting. It sounds like you just, there's so much going on. But like, for you to have your hand in all of that, and for you to just be a part of all of that, I think, I don't know, it might not be as rare as I think it is. To me, it seems a little bit rare. You know, you're talking about building all these platforms and building all these things for yourself. It just seems like an extreme dedication to your art and your craft. And I think that should be recognized and celebrated, honestly.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. Thank you.
Crossed off my name, I'm done with games. Forgive my blame, so lame. Can I erase my shame? Why do I chase my pain, my weight? I break, I cannot take. Yeah.
Now, are you, as an artist, are you more of a fan of streaming platforms, or do you prefer physical media as far as people listening to your music?
Oh, I don't really care. Like, I'm just glad people that we have it. You know what I mean? Like, we have streaming platforms so we can listen to music. And, yeah, like, I like making stuff. I make, like, stuffed animals or, like, you know, pieces of software, or I've made my own MIDI controller, stuff like that. Those are the kinds of things I'd like to, like, share with people, you know, like, if they want, like, you know, like, a physical thing, or there's, like, the physical album or whatever. That shit breaks, that gets lost, and you don't have it anymore. But, like, if you want something nice as, like, a keepsake or something, you know, maybe, like, a doll with, like, a tape or, like, something weird, you know, it's, like, we could always stream it on the internet.